This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. Wemke, with a depth and texture of soundscape that are reflected in her beautifully crafted shows, Sarah McQuaid is a captivating performer. She engages her audience with banter and stories of her travels. Born in Spain, raised in Chicago, having lived in Ireland for over a decade, and now calling England home, McQuaid has plenty of stories and experiences to share, not only through her music, but in between songs during her concerts. I visited with McQuaid on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday in October 2015, and she talked about places and things that inspire her as a singer-songwriter, in particular, a series of books that helped her carve the path to her latest CD, Walking Into White.
Well, the place I've had the most direct musical inspiration is right where I'm living now, in West Cornwall. My new album, Walking Into White, a lot of the songs on that album were directly inspired by places very kind of close to home. I mean, the previous album, The Plum Tree and the Rose, was inspired generally by England, by living in England. A lot of the songs on that album were about buildings that I'd visited, places like Kenilworth Castle and Hardwick Hall, Derby Cathedral. So several songs about buildings on that album. And I guess when I came to make, that was the album, my third album. And when I came to make my fourth album, Walking Into White, I think I was thinking more about the natural world and, kind of that our interaction with the natural world and how it can sometimes be frightening and sometimes overwhelming and also really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we're already talking about your most recent album. Can you tell me about the connection between Walking Into White and author Arthur Ransom's Swallows and Amazons book series?
Yeah, three of the songs on the album were inspired by the Swallows and Amazons series, and they kind of fitted really nicely into the theme that I was just talking about our relationship to nature, because all of those books are about, there's a series of 13 books, and they're children's books, really, but very appealing to adults as well. They were written in the 1920s and 30s, and they all concern this couple of interconnected families of children and what they do, you know, in their holidays from school, in their summer vacations and their winter vacations. And they're very independent little groups of kids, and they tend to go off camping, you know, and they have adventures, and they have this wonderful kind of constant kind of fiction going that they set up between themselves, where they pretend that they're pirates or whatever it is they pretend they're being, you know. And so they have this kind of other fictitious existence going on at the same time as they're going off and doing quite exciting things like sailing and climbing mountains and so on. And they keep getting themselves into slightly dangerous situations and then managing to extract themselves safely. And situations in the books kept striking me as being these kind of wonderful metaphors for life. And so three songs on the new album wound up being inspired by that series.
Walking Into White is McQuaid's fourth release. Interestingly, McQuaid traveled from her adopted home in Cornwall, England, to the small town of Cornwall, New York, to work with new producers.
My first three albums were all produced by the same guy, Jerry O'Byrne, a wonderful Irish singer-songwriter. And after three albums together, Jerry and I both felt that it was time for me to work with somebody different. Plus, Jerry was very oriented towards the kind of folk and traditional music world, and I really wanted to work with somebody from outside the folk music world, somebody who would bring a different sensibility to the music and hopefully have some ideas that would kind of surprise and shock me. You know, I wanted to be kind of jolted out of my comfort zone. And I have a cousin, Adam Pierce, who comes from the more kind of indie rock side of things. He's had a couple of very successful bands, and he works with a record label called Fat Cat, and he's also produced albums for lots of very cool indie musicians, you know, from Iceland and places like that. And I asked him if he would produce my new album, and he was quite hesitant. He kind of said, oh, I don't know if you're going to like what I do with it. And I said, no, I will, and you can do whatever you like with it. I want you to surprise me. So he plays on nearly every track, all kinds of different instruments. He's a musical genius who can pick up. He seems to be able to pick up any instrument and play it incredibly well. And Jeremy Backoffen, who co-produced and engineered the album with Adam, he plays on it as well. And then we got in various guests that they knew of. There's a wonderful cellist who plays on a couple of tracks, and a trumpet player who plays on a couple of tracks, and a classical guitar player who plays on a few tracks. I mean, most of the tracks don't have more than two or three people playing on them, but we try and vary the instrumentation a lot to try and just to make it interesting for people to hear.
McQuaid's vocals and artful guitar playing span the fields of Celtic and medieval numbers into Appalachian folk and popular music, and she smoothly segues from one to another. A review of Walking into White by Eileen McCabe of Irish Music Magazine said, "The whole album expresses the eclectic influences from McQuaid's life intertwined with a symbiotic emotive edge. With a maelstrom of intensity within, it's a totally enthralling listen." Tonight's concert is the first of a two-part episode featuring Sarah McQuaid. You'll hear her perform Walking into White in its entirety. McQuaid was recorded October 5, 2015 at the Rapid City Public Library and was accompanied by Martin Stansbury on the soundboard. Here's Sarah McQuaid on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Driving uphill with the sun in my eyes, I can only see branches and sky. The hawthorn tree stunted by wind rushing over, it touches my soul like brushing the fingers on skin. I am blinded by the low winter sun. I am reminded of all the careless, hurtful, foolish things I've done. Low winter sun. The bells chime.
Thanks so much to the wonderful Martin Stansbury there behind the sound desk for working the magic on that one. Everything you hear this evening is all done live on the night, but we do resort to some technological trickery. There's nothing pre-recorded. Those interesting sounds that you heard during the bell peal that forms the latter part of that song were all generated by that big chord that I played right at the start. So Martin sampled that chord into his laptop as I played it, and then he does interesting things with it. So that was Low Winter Sun, and the track that I'm about to play for you now is one of three songs on the new album that were all inspired by a series of books that I was reading aloud to my children, which makes it very appropriate to sing in a library. The books are called The Swallows and Amazons series. They were written back in the 1920s and 30s by a fellow called Arthur Ransom. And as I was reading the books aloud to my children at bedtime, we'd just read a chapter every night, and situations in the books kept striking me as kind of wonderful metaphors for life. And in the book that inspired this song, two children get the bright idea that they're going to take a sled, and they fit a mast to the sled and a sail to the mast, and they take their sled out on the frozen lake. And it all seems like great fun at the start. And then, like so many things that seem like great fun when you get the initial idea, it all gets a little bit scary. It's called Where the Wind Decides to Blow.
Saw the cloud approaching like an anvil in the sky. Saw the skaters making for the shore. But we thought we'd read the signal right to start across the ice. And so we rigged our little sail and headed north. We headed north. The storm was down on top of us before we had the chance to look around and see the danger that was coming. It's hard to steer without a tiller when the wind cuts through your hands and stings your eyes into rhyme. The tears are running, the tears are running. Such weather, the mast is bending, creaking in the wind. Hang on tight and close your eyes, at least we're still together. Even if we can't escape, the fix we're in, the fix we're in. We've got to ride it, we're blinded in the whiteout of the driving snow.
Here's another Swallows and Amazons inspired song for you. And this one comes out of the three books in the series that are all set in a part of England called the Norfolk Broads. I said that last night at the concert and people started giggling, and it was the first time on the entire tour that I'd suddenly realized that Norfolk Broads could be taken in more ways than one, you know. We're not talking about the ladies of Norfolk in this. Well, the Norfolk Broads are a network of tidally influenced waterways. So when the tide is in, you can sail your boat around in them. But then when the tide goes out, it tends to go out really quickly. And if you're still out there in the water when the tide goes out, you can get stuck in the mud. And if you get stuck in the mud, there's absolutely nothing you can do except sit there in your boat, in the mud, and wait for the tide to come back in and lift you out of the mud that you're stuck in. Do you see where I'm headed with this? Metaphorically speaking, it really seemed to cry out to have a song written about it. So I wrote one. And it's called The Tide.
These tidal waters tell a lie. Their broad and shining surface hides a narrow path through muddy shallows marked by secret signs. The channel twists and turns, and heaven help you if you try to find a shorter way across on the ground with no way out until the turning of the tide. But the tide will rise in time. Be ready with your boat to meet it. Feel the water lift you till you're floating free. Hoist your sail and find a channel deep enough. There's been time for many tides to fall and rise since you and I fetched up in shallow waters that have muddied up our lives. The channel flows just out of reach, inside of where we lie, and watch so many ships and sailors gliding. With pity in their sad and knowing eyes. But the tide will rise in time. We'll be ready with our boat to meet it. Feel the water lift us till we're floating free. Hoist our sail and find a channel deep enough to carry us to open sea. Our sail and find a channel deep enough to carry us to open sea.
Thank you so much. Well, the next track on the album is an instrumental track. And when you write an instrumental, you have to figure out what you're going to call it. And if you're a classical composer, it's easy because you can call it something like Sonata Number 3 in C minor. But I'm not a classical composer, and this is not a sonata. It's not number 3. And it's not even in C minor, so that just wasn't going to work. So I thought the best thing I could do would be to give it an edifying sort of a title that it would be good for me to have to repeat aloud to an audience every night of a 39-show, 8-week tour when I introduce the piece. So I called it I Am Grateful for What I Have. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks a million. Well, I'm going to play the third and final installment in my Swallows and Amazons mini-series of songs. But before I sing it, I'm going to sing a little fragment of a song. When I was writing songs for the new album, I wrote an a cappella song, but when I went into the studio to record it, my cousin Adam, who is the producer, he said, "Why don't you take that a cappella song and split it into three parts and have each part be kind of a little interlude between two other tracks?" And I really liked the way that worked, and that was part of my motivation for wanting to come along and actually perform the new album live as the first half of each concert on this show. I was alarmed by that noise just there, and then I realized that was outside, that was not in here. I thought for a minute it was some great big reverb crash or something, but no, it was outside. That's all right. So I'm going to sing the first of those little a cappella interludes, and then I'm going to sing the title track, the new album, which is called Walking Into White, and it comes out of the second book in the Swallows and Amazon series. And in that one, two children get lost in the fog. They're walking across a moor, and this great big bank of fog rolls down off the mountainside and surrounds them. And they find themselves walking through this thick white mist, and they can't see anything in front of them, and they can't see anything behind them, and they don't even know if they're still headed the right direction. And I don't know about you guys, but that's how I feel a lot of the time as I go through life. I feel like I'm just sort of blindly groping my way forward through the mist. So I wrote this track, Walking Into White. But before I sing it, I'll sing this. The sweetness of the berry doesn't take away the pain of the briar when it stabs you in the hand. But the power of your craving for the fruit among the thorns is driving you to risk another chance. Sweetness and pain, summer sun and autumn rain. They had mountains shone. They were chatting as they stole and made believe of ships and days of old and pirate thieves. The boy glanced back the way they'd come and said, "Hello, that's strange. The hill we just walked down is gone. The clouds have blotted out the sun, and everything has changed." Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, the next track was described by one of the reviewers of the new album as being impossible for Sarah to ever perform live, of course. But we like doing impossible things, don't we, Martin? He loves it. Can't get enough of it. So the way this track came about is that I was visiting some friends of mine who are composers. They mostly write music for films. And they played me an instrumental piece that they had written. And I really liked it, and I started picking it out on the guitar. And when they heard me playing it on the guitar, they said, you know, if you wanted to take that tune and write a vocal melody and some lyrics to go with it, we wouldn't object. So I said, okay, and I went off and I wrote not one, but three vocal melodies and three sets of lyrics and put them together as a three-part round. And as if that weren't complicated enough, when I went into the studio to record it, my cousin Adam, who besides being a wonderful producer is also a wonderful percussionist, he said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take that 4-4 time tune and song, and we'll put a 5-4 time percussion pattern behind it, and we'll do it with stomps and hand claps. So, here we go.
Stop by to love.
thanks to the very wonderful Martin Stansbury. I could not do that without him. Give him a big hand. So, my son was having trouble sleeping because he was lying awake at night worrying about a whole bunch of different things. So I said to him, why don't you try writing down each of the things that you're worried about on a different bit of paper? And then the worries can be on the paper and they don't have to be in your head anymore. And that worked really well for him. He stopped worrying and started being able to sleep again. But of course, I, being his mother, had to go and look at the bits of paper where he'd written down the things that he was worried about. And one of the things that he was worried about, and you can see evidence of this in the booklet to my new album, I actually took a photograph of the piece of paper in question and used it as the backdrop to the lyrics of the song that I'm about to sing. One of the things he was worried about was the underground volcano underneath Yellowstone National Park. He was concerned that if that volcano were to erupt, that it would set off a chain reaction of earthquakes and volcanoes all around the globe, thereby triggering the apocalypse. Now, I've been assured by a geologist who was at the concert last night that this isn't actually likely to happen, although we are likely to be hit by a meteor, and that could cause just as much of an apocalypse. So you can still worry if you want. But anyway. I did get a song out of it, which is always good. The families of songwriters have no privacy whatsoever. This is called Yellowstone. My son can't sleep. He's 10 years old. He's scared that Yellowstone will blow. Set off a mighty chain reaction. Volcanoes round the world exploding, darkened skies and lava flowing. His mind won't let it go. He's 10 years old. I try to tell him not to worry. There's no chances are so small that circumstances will combine to trigger that event you have in deep. And he looks back at me. He says, I know all that, but even so, Yellowstone won't blow like Thank you so much.
I am constantly amazed by the providential nature of the choices that I didn't think I made. Sometimes it's good to miss the boat, the ship that sails could fail to float. The job that you were after was a trap, and you'll be happier without it. I don't mind the sun not shining. I can see the silver lining through the rain. There's no method to my madness, and I can't help feeling sad when things don't turn out quite the way I thought I planned them. But when I look back on my life, I see things in a different light. Nothing's ever wasted, 'cause one day you might be grateful that you did it. I don't mind the sun not shining. I can see the silver lining through the rain. We've been through some heavy weather, hard and falling far behind, but up ahead the clouds are lifting, and they say the wind is shifting. I believe the wrong things happen at the right time. I don't mind the sun not shining. I can see silver lining through the rain.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
You're listening to No Cover, No Minimum Radio on SDPB with Sarah McQuaid.
Thanks a million. I like it when I get hoots. People in England don't do that so much. And by the way, if any of you are trying to place my accent and maybe not succeeding, I was born in Spain, which is where my father was from. I grew up in America, in Chicago, which is where my mother was from. My mother and stepfather then moved to England, which is where my stepfather is from. I, meanwhile, moved to Ireland, which is where my husband is from, and where my children were born. And then after living in Ireland for 13 years, myself and my husband and our two children moved Cornwall in the far southwest of England. But you'd probably all figured that out already just by listening to me, hadn't you? It's obvious, really, and he hardly have bothered to mention it. So. But I'm going to play a song now and do another two of my little a cappella interludes. And they're going to be bookending a song that I co-wrote with a wonderful Irish singer-songwriter called Gerry O'Byrne. And Gerry produced all three of my earlier solo albums, my first album, When Two Lovers Meet, which is mostly traditional Irish material, and one of my own songs. My second album, I Won't Go Home Till Morning, which is more American Appalachian stuff that I learned from my mother, and a couple of my own songs as well. And then the third album was called The Plum Tree and the Rose, and that's mostly my own songs, plus a few medieval and Elizabethan numbers and a John Martin cover. And Gerry produced all three of those and did a beautiful job on them. But after three albums together, we both felt that it was time for me to work with a different producer. And I'd been wanting for a long time to try working with my cousin Adam as producer. So I was glad to be able to do that. But I wanted to have some continuity with what had gone before. And so I asked Gerry if he would co-write a song with me for the new album. And he said yes, which was great. And the only difficulty was that he was in Ireland and I was in England, so we had to write the song via email, sending MP3s and lyrics back and forth. And it took a while, but we got there eventually. And I'll sing it for you in just a moment. It's called Leave It for Another Day. But before I sing it, I'll sing this.
The bramble does not seek to harm. It merely seeks to live. It enters without malice.
or intention. There's no question of forgiveness, no apology, no pardon for minor wounds too numerous to mention. Sweetness and pain, winter winds return again. Shut the world out. We'd close our eyes and think of things that don't hurt to think about. I'd sing to you in the morning. I'd hold you through the night. I'd touch your face to tell you it's all. Two more tracks to play you from the new album, and then we'll have a little break. And this one was not written by me. The words of this song were originally a poem called Canticle of the Sun that was written back in the 13th century by St. Francis of Assisi. And in the early part of the 20th century, a fellow called William Henry Draper translated St. Francis of Assisi's words into English and set them to a piece of 17th century German church music. And it became a hymn. And it's one I've always loved. I love it because it talks about how beautiful this world we live in is, which I think is a good thing. I think there's so many songs that go on and on about how wonderful the next world is going to be. And, you know, I really like this world. I'd like to stay in it as long as I possibly can. I'm not in any hurry to get to the next one. So here it is.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voices, let us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. The burning sun with golden beam, the silver moon that gently gleams. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. So strong, he clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise him, alleluia. The rising morning praise rejoice, he lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him.
Well, I'm going to finish up this first half of the concert with the final track on my new album, Walking Into White. I always like to record at least one cover song on all of my albums. So for the new one, I decided I would record a cover of this song. It was written by Ewan McCall for Peggy Seeger, and it's been recorded by lots of people, not least Roberta Flack. And it's called The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gifts you gave. the dark and the empty skies, my love, to the dark and the empty skies, my love. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth melt in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command, my love. And the first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart so close to mine, I knew our joy would fill the earth and it would last till the end of time, my love, and it would last till the end of time, my love. The first time ever I saw your face, your face, your face.
Thank you so much. Short break, be right back. Thank you.
Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Sarah McQuaid performing her latest CD, Walking into White, in full at the Rapid City Public Library. This was part one of a two-part No Cover, No Minimum radio program featuring Sarah McQuaid. It was recorded by Rick Van Ness with Crow Ridge Productions. Special thanks to Martin Stansbury for production assistance. For more information on Sarah McQuaid, visit sarahmcquaid.com. You can access our concert archives at sdpb.org. Just click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. Be sure to hear the second half of this concert next week on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
In your ears there is a sound we call hello. In the white light, in the dry grass, is a vision. Oh, in your ears there is a sound. Will you call? Hello, hello, in the white light, in the dry grass, crow, coyote, buffalo.
Thank you. Thank you so much.